Typhoon Kopu was downgraded Monday to a tropical storm, but killed at least 17 people and submerged entire towns in northwestern Philippines. Luzon, the country's largest island, received 15 days of rain in one day. A 650-kilometer-wide storm cloud blanketed the region and produced 150-kilometer-per-hour winds.
Floodwaters from the Pampanga River in central Luzon's Nueva Ecija province reached rooftops. Rice fields are completely submerged. Some crops and farmland may be 100% damaged. Floodwaters are receding from some towns, but in Cabiao, the water is still rising. Some areas are starting to see better weather, but at least 100 roads and bridges were damaged by landslides, flooding, or fallen trees.
Over 70,000 people are staying in shelters, and close to 300,000 people are affected by the storm. On Monday, 16 flights were grounded, and more than 5,000 ferry passengers were stranded at piers. Five provinces are without power. Better weather is coming, but the Philippines must begin recovering from the huge storm.
The government is trying to send aid to several towns cut off by landslides. Kopu is the 12th storm this year to strike the Philippines. That country gets an average of 20 storms and typhoons each year. In 2013, Typhoon Haiyan, one of the most ferocious storms on record to reach land, leveled entire towns. More than 7,300 people died or were missing. I'm Jill Robbins.
I'm Dustin Reynolds. Does your country get seasonal typhoons? If asked, would you stay behind or follow the evacuation orders? We want to hear from you. Write to us in the comments section or on our Facebook page.